Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get the ESPN Outdoors Report going right now as we're going to bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. And Pete, I'm stunned you're on Lake Winnebago this week, but you're not looking into a six-foot hole with a spear in your hand. What's the deal there?
Nope, we're just had a day off, and me and another guide are just out fishing burbot. It's that time of the year where they spawn, and we're just out catching a meal of those.
What is burbot, if people aren't familiar?
Well, they're kind of like an eel. They're in the cod family, and they're actually really good eating. But they come through in waves, and you just sit there and you kind of wait them out if you know you're in the right area.
So I have a question. In Winnebago, like, what does the shanty count look like out there? Are there a lot of people that are not sturgeon spearing that are still out on the lake while sturgeon spearing is going on?
Yep, there is some sturgeon shacks around us in a little bit deeper water. We're in shallow water, less than 5 feet, but I see some shacks that are out and about by their shacks spearing, and there's still guys out perch fishing. I see they're more north of us, but if you get in the right area, you catch perch. It's all hit and miss still here, but Brian's got one right now.
Look at that. Hopefully it's a record and catch it right live on the air, huh? Hey, I was going to ask you, have you ever sturgeon speared in your life?
No, I haven't. I don't know if I could stare at a hole all day like that.
Okay, but you're supposed to have a Pabst with you while you do that.
Yeah, exactly, right?
hey, what have you heard about fishing across the region this week? Where have you been, and what has the scuttlebutt been?
We were down to Madison this week. We got perch are moving real fast. I'm hoping with the snow, it slows them down a little bit. Your ice cleats or even drilling they'd move faster than you could walk even on the schools we saw. So we are still on some fish down there, some perch and walleyes mixed in and white bass. But hopefully the snow kind of slows them down that they won't hear you as much when you're trying to, walk into the area where they are.
Okay. Hey, if people are looking for a guiding trip, whether it be ice fishing this year, which we're, heading down the home stretch of that season, or looking for something this spring or this summer, how do they get in touch with you at Best Dam Guiding Service?
Yep. I'm booking trips here for spring and summer. And we still have a few open dates here for winter, but you can call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
Did your buddy get it out of the lake, or did it get away?
You got him. Yep, he's unhooking him right now.
All right. Pete Hupp, thanks so much for Best Dam Guiding Service.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's head over to the landing on Little Green Lake and bring in Todd. Todd, what's the weather been? What's the fishing been like this week with a little snow midweek? What have you been hearing?
Fishing last weekend was pretty good. There's some big walleyes caught and then also some nice eaters. So that's probably the best thing going on in Little Green right now, are the walleye bite at night.
Where have they been getting the walleye at night? Have there been specific areas on the lake that they've been extremely active?
It seems like all the walleyes that are being caught are up in the shallows now, 6 to 8 foot of water. Still get a few out in the deep, but most of the guys have moved into the shallows. I think that's where all the little bluegills are, and that's what the walleyes are feeding on.
What's ice like out there? What's the ice conditions been like?
Ice is good. We got about 16 inches of ice. There's plenty of ice. You just have to watch out for some of the springs that are popping up, but most of those are marked. And, you can drive anywhere you want out here.
What have you been hearing on any of the other lakes up in your neck of the woods?
Green Lake, they're getting out on Green Lake. Green Lake's been pretty good. A lot of trout fishermen, Cisco fishermen out there. Heard of some pike and some walleyes being caught out there also. So, Green Lake, when it freezes up, it's always good. And this year it's so easy to drive around, so it's just great.
Now, Todd, the landing bait shop, we've talked about it a couple times, but you are, riding off into the sunset here towards the end of February?
Yep, we'll be closing up shop March 2nd, and that'll be it for selling bait here on Little Green. I'm going to retire and be out on the lake fishing and doing some more hunting.
All right, between now and then, though, how do they find the landing bait shop?
We're still open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We still have a bunch of inventory. Everything's 30% off right now, and We'll definitely keep bait around until the end of February there. So, just stop on by.
Todd, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's head over to Madison right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. It's been cold. It's been snowy, Pat, but how's the fishing been?
The fishing's been good. Yeah, it remains good down here in Madison. Panfish bite can be a little sluggish this time of year for shallow water, but Monona Bay down here is still a shining star on the Madison chain as far as panfish action goes. But other lakes around the area, we got good walleye action on Lake Mendota. Lots of pike pretty much everywhere, but especially on Lake Mendota. Perch have been all right out there. Scattered fish, kind of hard to find. But if you can find them, they tend to be in a good mood. But, plenty of ice down here and lots of folks getting out. So, yeah, things are good.
Excellent here. Again, it's in one of those things. So what do you think is the honey hole for ice fishing? Is there a month? How is February? Technically, we're in mid-February traditionally for an ice fishing type of month.
It can be rough, to be honest. It's just kind of the fish get into, sort of like humans, we get into that kind of winter doldrums where, you know, you just get kind of moody, you just want to stay inside and hunker down and wait till spring. But the best times of year to ice fish are early ice and then late ice. So obviously we're past early ice, but coming up here in March, you know, we get some of that melting ice and warmer weather. You get a lot of those panfish start to move shallow, so the action there can be real good, especially here in Madison.
Is there anything when the fish are getting the doldrums, like you said, or is there anything more people can do if they, if they want to get the fish to bite? Is there any special tactics people do if they're trying to get those fish to, put on that feed bag if they're not really, into it at this point?
Yeah, I like to size down my presentations a little bit for situations like this, especially on the panfish side of things. They're not looking maybe to tackle a huge meal. Maybe they're just not super hungry. So I feel like going smaller is better. And then just the opposite, when we get into late ice here, especially on the game fish side of things, we sell a ton of giant jumbo shiners that folks use for pike because they're hungry, getting ready to spawn. And a lot of fish are, trying to get any food they can and get ready for spring. So, yeah, it's a good time of year.
Tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
We're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Troy Drive and Northport Drive. We're a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch. Quick jog off the interstate for people coming through. We also do a weekly fishing report every Friday. I update that. You can check us out on social media, DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. Otherwise, I do the good old phone in line, and the number there is 608-BIG-FISH if you want to listen to me talk about the report.
Pat, I appreciate all you're doing. If people are down in the Madison area, they need to stop into DNS to make sure they have an even better fishing experience than they're going to get. Pat, thanks for the time.
Pleasure as always, Wade. You take care.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Dave, what's it been like out in Fox Lake here this week?
Well, the fishing's still pretty good out in the basin for the crappie bite. Guys are finding some gills in the bays, and there's still a little bit of a night bite on the walleyes. But there's been good tip-up action for pike around the islands and stuff and in the back bays. The jug has been slow. Everybody that fishes out here knows what I'm talking about. So it's a lack of weeds in some areas that, really make a difference in whether you're going to catch fish. So if you can find weeds, you're going to find fish. And that's been going on out here all winter because our weeds shift from one area to another almost every year. And if you find a good weed, you'll find, good fishing. So, and we finally got a few inches of snow cover, which, in my experience, it takes a day or two for the fish to acclimate to it because basically the whole environment goes dark. And so it could be slow for a couple of days, but then, it really picks up again, and it should be good this weekend, I would think.
All right, and if people want to get out there and by Fox Lake, you have to stop into Fishtails, don't you? Because you guys got a bunch of stuff in there, whether it be to make your fishing a better experience or making just your social time a better experience.
Absolutely. You can stop in, and we'll give you all the information that we have current, about where they're biting. And we always try to direct people where the bite's going on and, give them the tips and the baits that are working and things like that. So, if you're coming to Fox Lake and you're not sure what to do or where to go, what to use, stop in and we'll help you out.
Have you heard any of the other lakes, any kind of activity going on around the region?
Well, Big Green, now they're getting out in the deep water for trout, so that, you know, has been fairly new. And the bays are starting to pick up with bluegill bite. Emily has been really good for pike bite. And Beaver Dam has got a lot of cracks and a lot of holes, and it's kind of hazard. But if you know where you're going, that bite out there has been quite good also.
Well, tell people where you're exactly located, the hours that Fishtails is open.
We are located right downtown Fox Lake, right by the bridge. We're open from 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sundays.
Appreciate your time, sir, and we'll see you out at Fishtails.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Ooh.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Maker Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2025 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Sun Tracker, Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report rolls on right now as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland of Raw Bass Customs, and a guy that's out and about living the dream, fishing, hunting, doing whatever he needs to do. And Rick, what have you done this week?
Well, not a whole lot of any of that. Actually, you know, getting ready for the Madison Expo, the Lions Center next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's a lot of awful lot of work that goes in to it beforehand. Right now we're printing some shirts up, some t-shirts and some hoodies, and we're getting all the racks ready, and there's just a lot of work involved for the you know, the three-day event there, and been doing a lot of that. We actually had our Bass Club banquet on Saturday, awards banquet and raffles and stuff, so I was pretty busy with that as well. But, you know, from what I understand, the real hot bite right now is lake trout out on Lake Big Green. I know a lot of guys have been out there and doing pretty well on lake trout. But as far as the Fox Lake Fishing Report, from what I understand, I personally haven't been out. From what I understand, the bite has really slowed down. I know a lot of guys have been out tip-up fishing. They're not even getting a flag. A lot of guys have been out crappie and bluegill fishing and, you know, catching very few fish. My guess, though, with the snow cover we got yesterday, that's only going to help. I mean, a lot less sun penetrating through the ice. And that always seems to, when you get that first snow over the ice, that seems to help the bite a lot. I'm guessing this weekend would be a pretty good bite.
Hey, Rick, have you ever gone sturgeon spearing?
I have not. I have some friends that do it. But, you know, there's something about staring for 6-8 hours at a crack down a hole and hoping a fish swims by. I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. I mean, I've actually applied for a tag and had tags and never went.
All right. I was wondering if you ever got to experience it. It just amazed me that there are fish that big in Lake Winnebago that are like, you know, 200 pounds, you know, that they're just swimming around in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you know, like on Facebook, you know, I'm subscribed to, you know, Lake Winnebago chain things and such, and there's been a lot of big sturgeon speared already this year. I mean, just some giants, and yeah, you can't imagine the fish that big swimming along, sucking along the bottom, but I have had deep-fried sturgeon already, and it's actually not bad.
I had to eat sturgeon caviar once for a eating contest for the national, like, game feed thing that came to Fond du Lac like maybe 15 years ago, and wasn't a big fan of the sturgeon caviar, not going to lie.
Yeah, I imagine any of that caviar tastes pretty raunchy and fishy, doesn't it?
Yeah, they called me the sturgeon general. So,
wow.
Hey, as we get ready for the show... That was serious because I had to call with sturgeon places and I had to get all the results back before they emailed them out. And then I had to stop out there and take pictures, and I got to tag the sturgeon general. So,
oh, there you go. That's all right.
Well, tell me about Raw Bass Customs. Tell me about the people looking for Valentine's Day presents. Nothing says I love you than a lure, right?
Well, that's, you know, that was our discussion before we went on air. You know, if you really want to make your wife, girlfriend, you know, just love you even that much more, you know, Rob Bass Custom Crankbait is the perfect gift for your lover, whether it's male or female. You know, I know my wife, that's what she's getting for Valentine's Day. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but she's getting a few new lures on with her Valentine's card this year. So Rob Bass Customs makes the perfect Valentine's gift. They're available locally here at Fishtails in Fox Lake, M&M Tacklet and Portage. You know, just go out and buy your lover a Rob Bass Custom.
It should work out great again. And whether you're hearing this on Friday or Sunday, stop out and somebody you'll definitely hook that person, right? They'll be hooked on you.
Wow, you're really throwing the puns around today.
I tell you, Rick, I appreciate the time and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.